Welcome into the Nebraska Football Show presented by Channel. Another week of Husker football, and it's a big one as the Huskers get set to travel to State College to take on the Penn State Nittany Lions. Kyle Crooks now joined by the head coach, Matt Rhule. Coach, it's good to see you back up here at the studio. Big week for the Huskers coming off a bye week. So we were just talking before we start the recording. As a head football coach at this level, you don't get a whole lot of time off. Bye week does not mean bye in any sort of that phrase, because you're just out and about recruiting and got high school signing day coming up, so it's a busy time.
Yeah, I think it's really, really important as the head coach to get out there, you know, to have recruits see you, to have schools see you, to have coaches see you. I was in one school and the coach kind of joked because, you know, the Pat McAfee show was on. He's like, Coach, normally I'm sitting there talking to him. He says, normally I'm seeing you on the McAfee show every week. So it was cool to be out and about, and the response to Nebraska football was great, and so was happy it was going to be me.
Yeah, and it's an exciting week for this program as well, because you're going into a tough environment. It's going to be a tough game against a Penn State team. You could throw their record out there, but it doesn't mean a whole lot. You know, and their losses, I looked up today, I think average losing margin, aside from the Ohio State game, you throw that out, it's by 3.5 points. And that's against an Indiana team, an Oregon team, Iowa. You look at their schedule. So when Penn State, when you pop the tape on, you say, wow, this is a pretty darn good team, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's a roster littered with, you know, 4- and 5-star athletes. Team that went to the national semifinals last year. So they seem like they kind of figured it out and put it all together, right? Mm-hmm. Against Indiana, you know, really a game that they probably feel like they should have won. Played really well against Michigan State, so I think our team knows exactly, you know, how talented the team we're facing, and a team that seems like they're united and playing well together.
And going back to a place that you once called home, I mean, we've been talking about it for a while, but the emotions of it. You went back as a head coach at Temple, were able to win a game there. Going back as a Husker, sense of pride of going back to State College, a place that you once called home. Pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah, very much so. You know, I've talked before. You know, I think it was 1980. I think it was 83. I went to the kickoff classic, you know, Nebraska-Penn State. I think that was the year Nebraska beat them like 42-6. You know, the 80, 81, 82 games were, you know, epic games. And so, you know, to me, two-storied programs. And so, I mean, I think everyone knows I'm unbelievably honored to be the head coach at the University of Nebraska. And I'm proud of this team and proud of what they're doing. And so to go back home, it's like, you know, it's like, meet the girl you fall in love with. You bring her home to show off to your parents. You know, I love Nebraska and I love being a part of it. And so I can't wait to go back to, you know, where I'm from and show all the people that I care about. In terms of the game, though, there's really not a lot of emotion for me. I care about getting another win. You know, I want to do whatever we can to get another win versus a team that we recognize how talented they are and how good they are. So, you know, once the game kicks off, it won't mean much to me, but, you know, I think we'll be ready to go.
How do you think TJ has improved maybe in the confidence aspect? Because now he's had that first start. Now, you know, Dana said this too the other day, more of a controlled environment. You're playing in Southern California. The ball's got a little tack to it. Now you go to a colder northeastern environment, more of a true road game, I would say, and that's credit to Husker Nation. How do you think he's handled this week, another week of preparation as a starter?
I think he's done a great job. You know, this is an environment, and this is a defense. Let's just forget about this is a defense that most of the quarterbacks have struggled against. And mm-hmm. So I think it's an amazing opportunity for TJ. He's a young player, learning, growing, figuring himself out, figuring out what he's going to be. To go to the Rose Bowl and do what he did back home and eliminate that distraction, unbelievable. And now to go on the road to the East Coast, as you said, be a little bit colder, playing a really, really good defense, a top 25 defense. You know, what an opportunity for him. And I think he's done a great job in practice. And I think our whole team senses like he'll be ready to go. He'll play through the highs and lows of the game and give us a chance to win.
You know, the success of what Emmett has done and then the campaign, credit to the whole digital crew and what they've put together for Emmett's Heisman campaign. But I talked to Donnie last week, I think during the bye week, and chatting some offensive line. The lasting image of that UCLA game was Rocco, was Justin Evans downfield, and Isaiah Hunter downfield on that 56-yard catch and run for a touchdown, just mauling guys 20 yards downfield. Identity of this team. And the offensive line that's taken a lot of flack, they have really played well, especially getting those holes and putting up some of the – helping Emmett put up some of these numbers.
Yeah, I think we've run the ball at a high level. I think as coaches, we've leaned into it more. And those guys take great pride. And our receivers take great pride. And so I'm happy for Emmett. I'm happy for the accolades. I'm happy to Maxwell, semifinalist, Doak Walker, semifinalist, and many, many more to come, right? He's a legitimate Heisman Trophy candidate. And he'll be the first to tell you, and I believe with all my heart, it's a function of all the guys out there. And the thing I'll say about Emmett and really about our whole group is if you went out there to practice today, it's Wednesday, you know, the 11th game of the year, and guys are striking him and thudding him. He's that tough. He's that physical. And so it's really a lot about also the work that he puts in. So it was a lot of fun to be out there, and this is a whole different animal we're facing this week. They play a little bit differently, but we'll need Emmett and we'll need the run game clicking on all cylinders.
How about defensively too? Their running back duo. I mean, they're chasing down prominent records. You have two guys on the same roster that are going after. One's going after the rushing yards record. One's going after the rushing touchdown record at Penn State, and Singleton and Allen. That duo. Is there any difference in how they run, or when you look at those two running backs they have? What are some of the challenges there?
Well, I mean, their entire run game is really difficult, and I think one of the things they do really well is they get the ball on the perimeter. You know, they'll utilize, you know, some speed sweeps, but really some quarterback reads, some toss plays to get the ball on the perimeter and try to get those big backs matched up against, you know, smaller defenders. And so, for us, it'll be about getting off blocks, you know, striking and tackling. But I mean, they've been really good players since they were freshmen, and they're bringing two freshmen like that and have them share the load and have one not say, hey, you know, I'm not getting enough of this, I'm not getting enough of that. They've kind of rocked out together the whole time. I really respect it. And, they're playing good football. They have a great offensive line. They've got tight ends who can really block. So the run game is their bread and butter. They can throw the ball. They can obviously take, they took some big shots against Michigan State, but, it'll be a really good challenge, and we'll have to attack it.
Yeah, you mentioned their center in your press conference, preseason All-American. Their left guard's a preseason All-American. So, like you said, four stars, five stars. Penn State's not sneaking up on anybody nowadays. But also a young quarterback, Drew Aller, of course, goes down with the injury against Northwestern. And you know, Ethan Grunkemeyer steps in. He's somebody who, just watching him, big arm, capable runner. There's a lot of things that he can do, and his best game probably was against one of the best defenses he faced, against Indiana. What do you see from him?
Yeah, he's done a really nice job for them. I mean, to your point, you know, you say 50 runs and 13 passes, but he dropped back a lot and then, you know, got out of harm's way, got out of the pocket and made, you know, really made explosive plays. And on that, whatever it was, 12-play drive, but really just under 10-minute drive to seal the game against Michigan State, he made the key plays that mattered when you needed them too. So, very similar to TJ, and they've thrust into action, and he's doing a really nice job. He got his first win as a starter for them, and we'll have to try to keep him in the pocket and not allow him to have those deep play action shots that they got against Michigan State.
Yeah, he's a very high-level recruit, as you would imagine. Fans, as a farmer, challenge the Rise daily with the new enhanced Channel C brand. You can tackle them all. Rise to the challenge with Channel. Learn more at channel.com/rise. So this is the first time in 5 years that the Huskers are going to take on Penn State. 2020 was the last time. Let's go back to 2013, a part of the Alumni Hall Alumni Spotlight. Alumni Hall is your ultimate Husker shopping experience with the largest and best selection of apparel, vault gear, and tailgate accessories. Shop their two Lincoln locations or alumnihall.com. Alumni Hall, where Huskers shop. Josh has our highlight, and we'll chat about it right after this.
Thinking maybe even try to ground ball this one. No, he hits it in the air. It's going to Kenny Bell. Going to make the catch at the one. Kenny to the 10, 15. 25, Kenny to the 30, he's got some room. Kenny Bell to the 40, Kenny Bell's got one man to beat the kicker, to the 50, to the 40, to the 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown Nebraska, a 98-yard kickoff return for Kenny Bell.
Take one of those this weekend from Kenneth Williams. How about that? Another Kenny can go on the road and run one back. That's Kenny Bell back in 2013. That was a 23-20 OT win. I think John Butler was on that staff in 2013, right?
Interesting.
So, yeah, he was 0-2 against the Huskers.
I'll have to let him know when I walk by his office. You mentioned that 2020 game. I seem to remember, like, Xavier Betts being flipped a speed sweep and going around the right end for a long touchdown. I hope Xavier's doing well. But, yeah, I mean, you need great players to make big-time plays, you know what I mean, in big games like this. And so whether it's special teams, offense, or defense, you know, and obviously Kenny Bell is a Hall of Famer for us now, so no doubt that he was going to make a play like that.
You talk about special teams. Is there any surprise about how good that group is consistent, how it's been all year long? I mean, you brought in Eckler to be a culture changer in that third phase. He's done it. Has there been any surprise to what you guys have done there?
I don't want to say surprise. I mean, I think, you know, we hoped that this would be what it was, you know, but I think it's just really impressive what he's done, what his staff has done, and the buy-in from the guys. And, you know, you've heard me when I talk about Mike, I always talk about the way he teaches. And I think when something's not just game plan, when it's, you know, taught at a high level, whether it's offense, defense, or special teams, it just grows over time. And he's growing it over time. And I think what's really cool is he's developing some guys that I think are going to play for us on offense and defense as time, you know, moves forward. We all want to hurry up and get to that point. But what I love is seeing Derek Wacker, seeing so many guys, seeing Caleb Benning, seeing Jeremiah Charles, seeing those guys make plays on special teams, knowing that their time's going to come on defense, and that's or offense, you know, for like Kenneth Williams and those types of guys. So there's been great buy-in. He's done a great job.
And it'll be key this weekend, too. They have 5 block kicks this year, 4 on punt, especially Denai Dennis Sutton, number 33, who we want to talk about their pass rush and their ability to just create havoc. But he creates havoc not just defensively, but in special teams. So I'm sure that's another emphasis, is you guys have to be really buttoned up when it comes to punt.
Yeah, he's a special player. You use a great word that we use, havoc. He wreaks havoc on defense. He does it on special teams. And it's helped them. It's benefited them, right? So we'll have to. It's really not about, hey, we have to take care of this guy or that guy. For us, everyone has to do their job at a really high level, and you know, Eck has a great plan, and you know, the guys will be ready. They'll execute it.
Coach, I want to give a shout out, Jay Terry. This will be his 300th game as equipment manager with Nebraska football. That's a lot of games, right?
That's right. And you know, Big Ten travel. You know, really kind of overseeing the whole department, all the different sports that we have here. You know, one of the largest rosters in college football for the, you know, his whole time here. And Jay's a good man, good father, good husband, has a great culture down there. You know, so we're really grateful.
We were thinking, because the amount of different helmets that Nebraska's uniforms, different helmets, you had the pink end 1 week, the black end. There was, I think, 3 weeks where he had to have a different helmet ready to go. So this has been probably a tougher year for him than many.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. But, yeah, Jay, one of the great things about Jay is, you know, just, hey, Jay, can we do this? Can we try this? Can we wear this shirt? And he, you know, he's always in service. He's always a guy who lives his life of service. And so it's happy to recognize that. And that stability's stability, you know, be at 300 games at one place, man, that means you do your job well.
Yeah, that matters. Jay Terry to Terry Smith, their interim head coach, who, you know, really great story. You hired him for his that college opportunity at Temple, and you bring him on your staff. Can you sort of dive into that story when you saw him, I guess, talking to a former player when he was a high school head coach, was an AD, I believe, at Gateway High School in Pennsylvania, and your relationship with him?
Yeah, I mean, he was a great player at Penn State before I was there, right. So I knew who he was. And as you know, I went out to recruit and stopped by his school. I mean, he had, you know, perennial winner, you know, great players. Went out to recruit his school, very much like similar to when I saw Jamar Mosey, very similar to like seeing Joey McGuire in action. Like, you know, when I saw him, I saw a guy that was coaching because he loved players, but also I saw a guy that could connect with players. Players could connect back with him. We wanted to recruit Pittsburgh, so it checked that box. And you know, he came in, he helped us bring in players. He did a great job that first year for us. You know, we went 2-10. So I can only imagine some of his memories of me, you know, a first year head coach who goes 2-10. But and they had the chance to go back to Penn State, and he had a chance to go back to his alma mater. He's been able to stay there and do a really nice job there. So happy for him. But you know, I have a lot of respect for him. I love the way in which, you know, he's gotten this opportunity. He's embraced it, and he's, if you listen to him, you know, he cares greatly about, hey, playing the way, you know, Penn State football is supposed to play. And that's something that we've tried to, you know, we want to honor. Like, when I'm out of practice today, and I'm talking to Jay Foreman, and I'm like, you know what Nebraska football is supposed to be. And so we want to honor that. And so when people, I think when people respect the people who came before them and the type of football you're supposed to play, and also want to leave the place better for the people who come after them, that's really what, you know, leadership's about. So he's done a great job, and, you know, I don't know if he'll get the job. I don't know what is the future for him, but he certainly has left the place better than they found it.
He's Penn State through and through. I don't know if you saw the clip of his emotion when he mentioned the people that had reached out, the countless numbers of people that had reached out throughout his foot. I mean, he's a football lifer, so there's a lot of people that reach out. But this note, too, is the first time that two FBS head coaches that are Penn State alums will meet up in a game since you played Paul Pasqualoni when he was the head coach at UConn. So that was back in, I think, 2015 or 13, I believe that
yeah,
was the year.
I think he was there in, I don't know.
That was 2013. Yeah, I had it in the note.
That's right, exactly. That's 2013. You're exactly right. And then so, I later hired Paul. Yeah, in Carolina, but that's a pretty cool. I had no idea.
So he's a football lifer too. He was a special consultant from the place that I just came from in Florida. So he's well traveled, of course. Great head coach as well. But just wrapping up final minute here. But an opportunity for this team to take that next step. What are you seeing in the preparation and how your guys are ready to go for this matchup?
They've prepared at a really high level. They started last week. There was no distractions. They handled their business. They did the things that we asked them to do, and they've come out. They've been physical this week. I mean, they understand, on offense we have to handle that front. On defense they understand that we have to, we have to stop the run and not give up big plays. On special teams, we have to, as you said, be secure in everything that we do, and then we have to make plays on special teams. And then, specifically on offense, just the crowd noise that can be at a stadium like that. Now, I'm anxious to see all the red, show up. I know how our fans travel, but we know it's going to be a loud environment, a great environment, night game. So our guys have practiced really hard, and, they'll be ready to go.
Coach, we appreciate you popping up here and updating the fans on everything, getting ready for a big matchup against Penn State. So appreciate the time.
Thank you so much.
Always great to chat with the head coach, Matt Rhule. Great stuff there, getting set for a big matchup against Penn State. Fans, your Cavs deserve a strong start, and Purina Stress Care 5 delivers, now available at Central Valley Ag. Stress Care 5 with RX3 immune support technology is here for all producers. Learn more at cvacoop.com. Central Valley Ag, the official co-op of Husker Nation. Also, contact 811 2 days before you dig to protect your underground utilities and yourself. It's free. It's easy. It's the law. Our coverage on Saturday will begin, of course, with Husker Game Day, 2 p.m. Central Time. Ben McLaughlin, Damon Benning will get you started. Then I'll be alongside Damon and Jess for the call of the game a little past 6 Central Time. Coming up here on the network, we have some basketball tonight. Big reason why the show a little bit abbreviated with Coach Rhule. Oral Roberts is in town at PBA to take on the Huskers on the women's side for basketball. So Matt Coatney and Jeff Griesch will have the play-by-play coming up a little past the top of the hour, and pregame coming up in just a few minutes. So big thanks to Matt Rhule, Josh Hilkeman, helping us get everything on the air here tonight for the Nebraska Football Show presented by Channel. But stick with us. Women's basketball is next.